This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Yes, it's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Aren't you happy you're listening right now? What could be better, what could be finer than to spend an hour with the company of Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, and me, Doug Steffen, from the Good Day program? It is a special moment for all of you, and we're here at your service, on your side, to go through the charts for this past week, the week of January 9th to the 13th, as we get into the second full week of the new year. The stories are bubbling over. We have more. We could come up with a top 20 list instead of a top 10 list. That's the tough job at Talkers, to decide what actually needs to get crammed in to the top 10, because there are so many things going on, so many people to talk about. And Michael comes in every week at this time to go through the list, and then we discuss many of the things that are part and parcel, the connections, the baggage attached to the stories. How's that? The meat, the potatoes of News Talk Radio.
Yes, we have the meat.
Yes, we do. All right. And all right. Now I got the potatoes, you got the meat.
Shall we do the meat here?
Why not?
All right, the top 10 meat. Number 10, we have the Golden Globes. We have the death of guitar legend Jeff Beck. And more recently, the unexpected death of Lisa Marie Presley.
Yep.
At number nine, the Prince Harry book. At number eight, the Russia-Ukraine war. At number seven, Trump's ongoing legal battles. At number six, the riots in Brazil. At number five, the gas stove controversy. At number four,
can you believe that? We'll talk about that. That's pretty amazing. The whole business about whether I can have a gas stove or not, what the government's going to tell me I can't have a gas stove. Looks like it. Some states, anyway. Anyway, excuse me.
No, it's okay. I mean, it's a new issue. You jumped on it.
It is.
Like a wild beast.
Ah, yes.
New story.
Yeah, that's right. New meat for the back room.
Right. Mm-hmm. Number four, California floods tied with problems the airlines had. It was another tough week for flyers.
Yeah.
Number three, we have immigration, and Biden went to Mexico. At number two, we have the doings and happenings at the McCarthy-led House of Representatives. And at number one, the new scandal, Biden's classified documents brouhaha, and the new investigation.
Much ado about nothing, both of them.
A
lot of people think the same. Yeah, right.
I mean,
what can we do? I like that. What can we do about that? Yeah. We don't decide what's in the news. We just talk about it.
Yeah, we don't even care. No, we.
I don't. Frankly, I
walk around all day long worried about this stuff.
All right. I want to know what the guy. I want to see the color of the Corvette. That's what I want to. I want to see Biden driving that Corvette.
You know,
right?
Somebody comes up to me and says, "Isn't it a beautiful day, Mike?" I go, "Yes, but." Did you hear about Biden's classified documents?
Oh, my God.
How could we be happy? Did you hear about the gas stove controversy?
Running out of gas.
And this the people chart, Jeff Beck and Lisa Marie Presley at 10, Prince Harry at 9. He's a piece of work. Number 8, Vladimir Putin.
I love the guy, frankly. I think he's fabulous.
I think he should be our prince. At number 7, Jair Bolsonaro, Floridian. At number 5, George Santos. What an icon.
An icon.
A man to be looked up to.
Oh, yeah. Jeez. Oh, my God. Where do these guys come from? Yeah. Who's stupid enough to believe all of that stuff? Do you want to believe the lies, the falsehoods that come? I mean, it was pretty obvious this guy hadn't done anything even before the election. And yet, people, I love the guy. He's a Republican. How can that be bad?
It really should be embarrassing for the local news in New York and Long Island.
No investigative work done on this guy?
Yeah. Newspaper Newsday there. There are a lot of local papers. There's a TV station on Long Island. Part of his district
two talk stations
is,
in New York.
Right. Part of his district is in Queens, so it does affect New Yorkers. At number five, we have Jim Jordan. Number four, Hunter Biden. Number three, Donald Trump. Number two, Kevin McCarthy. Number one, Joe Biden. And that's the story. And wow.
There you go. All right, so let's talk about you mentioned the airlines and the problems with flying number four this week. United States government seems to be unwilling to work in the sphere in which they are supposed to. The airline industry complaining and has been complaining for 20 years or more that there's a crisis. That word gets overused. So what's a better word than crisis situation that comes about as a result of the Congress of the United States spending money raiding all of these trust funds, the Air Travel Trust Fund, the Highway Trust Fund, the Social Security Trust Fund, all of those were established to take care of issues and problems that are in that particular segment of our working society. Yet, every year, the Congress votes to spend any and all monies that are in, extra money that's in these accounts for other projects. So therefore, whatever is being paid in, use the Social Security Trust Fund if you want, or the Airline Trust Fund, the money that's being spent is money that's being raised right now, not what's been put in there or is supposed to be there, just left there to take care of the needs of the people in those certain circumstances. So 25 years ago, I think it was during Bill Clinton's administration, there was a proposal to completely redo all of the FAA and the way that they handle, like Europe did 25, 30 years ago. We were supposed to mimic what they did for what the equivalent is of their FAA. FAA monitors and controls the flights as they go across the country, here, there, and everywhere. And there are like 5,400 planes in the air over the country at any given moment. But the whole system broke down this week, and I think it started here at Hanscom Air Force Base. As a matter of fact, they ran out of power. There was a power shortage or a power outage, and so it crashed there, and then it crashed all across the country. Mm-hmm. So planes couldn't... The pilots, though, said, Michael, this was very interesting. The pilots said that they didn't really need it, because it doesn't work half the time anyway, which was interesting. So, you know, they can use their iPhones or their iPads to do what the FAA system is supposed to do, i.e. make sure that airplanes don't crash into each other. That's really what this is supposed to do. It regulates where it is, where the plane is in the sky, and they now have all the airlines give their pilots iPads so that they really don't need, and I suppose it was a defensive mechanism because the FAA wasn't doing what it was supposed to do. How do you feel about flying now, folks?
You mean Siri talks to them, goes, no, take a left.
Take a left.
The coming cloud.
Oh, my God. Isn't it ridiculous? Think about it.
Go through the government, cloud and then go up 100 feet.
Yeah, right. So look for the next mountain and make sure you don't crash into it.
Right.
It is ridiculous. Anyway, so that's that. That story.
Very interesting story. I found it illuminating.
Yeah.
And I thought you delivered it with great dexterity.
Well, thank you very much. Yes. Anyway, so if you were traveling, this is one of the few weeks during this time of the year that I didn't travel. And I guess I'm glad I didn't because I wouldn't want to sit around. And that's what that's been the problem for a month or more since Southwest had its problem. The number of people at an air, I brought my daughter and grandson back to the airport last week to go back to California after they'd been here for a week. And the number of people in there that aren't getting on planes because the planes aren't flying, mostly Southwest.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm off on it, too. Let's keep going.
No, it's okay. It's important. This is it's actually what people care about.
All right. Well, let's talk about the Golden Globes. Did people care about... Did you watch that ridiculous...
No. I don't oh, my God. I don't watch award shows anymore. I follow up on them when something happened.
Yeah.
There's a clip, and I you know, I have a mild interest in them because I'm interested in the arts and entertainment right. and movies. But yeah. the truth of the matter is watching, you know, in real time, an awards show, and I don't care if it's the Grammys, I don't care if it's the Emmys, the Oscars, the Tonys, the Golden Globes, American Music Awards. I mean, they're boring.
Well, I just like to see people. I like to see the stars kind of talking to each other, who's friends with whom and that sort of thing. But this guy that they brought, you know, the Golden Globe story is it's the international press or whatever they call themselves. And they
have a very small organization with little consequence
right.
other than the Golden Globes.
Right.
But that's another story.
The complaint was they didn't have any blacks and they didn't ever nominate them. They were anti-Semitic and they were anti-black. They were anti-everything. Mm-hmm. So now the joke this year became they had a black host who didn't know anything. He was terrible. Awful and offensive, thinking that he was funny. Nobody ever heard of this guy before, and sure as hell after the appearance this past week, nobody's going to hear of him again. He was just awful. And so I looked at all the number of people that were winning awards that were black, and I just thought to myself, this is my son and I, who has over the years been very outspoken when it comes to white and black relationships through his school years and as a professional. And so we were talking about this, and we both agreed that it's become a joke itself. The pendulum has moved way too far. The correction needed to be made. But now, he's a perfect example, Michael. He has written three or four screenplays that are all fabulous, according to the folks at CAA, who are his agents, but he can't get them done because he's a straight white guy.
Well, this is, I don't know if that's true, but...
I know it's true, because he's told me that what the folks at CAA have told him. He has no reason not to tell me what, you know, he went so far as to get John Hamm associated with a show that he'd written, a script, and everybody was put in line, and the guys at the eight places they went said, no, we're not going to do it because there's no black, the lead needs to be black. And that's not the way he wrote the story. Anyway, I've said what I need to say, I guess.
Yes. You've, as they say, you've said enough.
That's when we continue on to talk about Lisa Marie and that passing and what, under the circumstances, what in the world? You think about, you know, somebody who seems to be thriving and living well, and then she comes down with the same thing. And I mean, she's had her problems over her life, but... she died the same way her father did, in essence. Not because of the same thing, but the same malady with her heart, which is a shame. We'll talk about that as we continue Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time to welcome back Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin, toploss.com.
Now, everybody's body's different, so everybody, you know, I can't say that over the years it's worked for everybody. Not everything works for everybody. That's why there are so many products out there. But I can tell you that this product has been proven not only safe, but effective for 25 years. I don't know how many other weight loss products out there can say that, but Calitrin can because it's really good for you.
All right, so what's the deal at the moment?
We've got our countdown to Christmas sale up right now. I think that there will be a few different Christmas variation sales coming in the next few weeks. So if you like this one, be sure you jump on it. But this one is the one where when you buy that proven 90-day supply, you get 90 days absolutely free. So that's buy 3 months, get 3 months free. It's like 50% off when you think of it that way. So it's buy three, get three free.
Check it all out. Again, toploss.com.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, it's 23 after the hour now. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Here with me, I'm Doug Steffen. The lists are available every week at gooddayshow.com and talkers.com. The Prince Harry book, number 9 this week on the charts. This is what a phenom. 400,000 copies the first day when it was released in England. Second day released in America, 1.5 million copies. It sold in the first 4 days, 4.5 million copies, so that they're in about the third pressing or something. What do you suppose people are so, you know, what is there? Is this guy a good promoter, or do you think the book is really good? What do you hear?
Well, I don't know how good the book is. I haven't read it, but it must be good if you like royal gossip.
Yeah.
I mean, British royal gossip, because, you know, there are a lot of royal families around the world. It's not just, you know, England has a really, UK, I should say, has a really, you know, high-level monarchy going there in terms of all the hoopla that comes with a monarchy, because that's what a monarchy is for, at least in 2023. So it's a testimony to the interest Americans have and the world has in the British monarchy. That's what it comes down to, really. I mean, look at all the movies about the British monarchy. Look at the, you know, the Crown, the Queen. If you go to YouTube, thousands of documentaries about the British royal family, the history of it. So, you know, he's capitalizing on it. On one level, smart business move. It's a rarity that anybody has a hit book anymore. Books don't sell, so that's from a standpoint of media, I find it fascinating. But if you want to look at it on a human level, you know, oh, my heart bleeds for the poor guy. I mean, you know, the poor guy was born into a situation over which he had no control.
Right.
Duh. Welcome to reality. We all were born into situations that we can't control. I don't feel sorry for anybody whose problem is that they're a spare to their brother who's going to be king, and you're just a prince, and you get, you know, catered to on every level. I mean, give me a break. I mean, come on. I mean, you know. Grow up.
Okay.
I have disdain for people that blame their parents and blame their brothers and blame everything for the circumstances into which they were born. What if his mother was a crack addict? What if he, you know, was born in poverty? What if he was born in, a country where he's a persecuted minority? I mean, there's so many terrible things happen to people. Who the hell cares about his jealousies and his issues? It's titillating and it's curiosity and it's entertaining, but to actually buy his BS, give me a break.
Well, I guess Michael won't be buying the book, but it's a lot of, it's good for a publisher, Penguin Random House. It's the most successful launch of a nonfiction book that they've ever had.
That's what I'm saying. It's interesting to me from a media standpoint.
Yeah, right.
From a media standpoint, it gives hope to all of those authors out there who aren't princes to maybe have a hit book.
Right.
The fact is, in this new digital world, it's almost impossible to have a hit book. It's almost impossible to have a hit record. Mm-hmm. And it's really hard to even have a hit movie.
Remember that song, It's What It Takes to Have a Hit Record? Do you remember that song from when we were kids?
I remember that one, but I know there were a number of songs about that. Mm-hmm. So You Want to Be a Rock and Roll Star, I think. I think the Byrds did that.
Yeah.
You know. But, but what do you think? I mean, we have to take a break, but do you identify with what I'm saying?
Yes. You and I usually agree on most things. And in this circumstance, I think that, with 5 seconds left, what am I going to say? Thanks for asking the question, Michael.
Let's talk about it on the other side.
It's 28 past the hour on the countdown.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Looks like Friday the 13th was lucky for one Mega Millions player. There was one winning ticket that matched all five numbers plus the gold Mega Ball. That ticket sold in Maine. The CDC said there's a possible safety issue with the COVID-19 vaccine made by Pfizer.
The CDC notes that overall the data suggests it's very unlikely there is a true clinical risk. Dr. Anthony Fauci praising the agency for its openness.
I think the important thing to point out is how transparent and upfront the CDC has been.
The agencies use a safety monitoring system that identified a preliminary signal that they found important to share with the public while they continue to evaluate data. I'm Dave Collins.
A post-pandemic trend is continuing. Many Americans moving to a different state. Some of those hot spots, Texas, Florida, and the Carolinas. Corey Myers, USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, 34 at the hour. This is the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine discussing the issues of the day, the events, the people that matter, as written into the people list, top 10 folks on the list that Michael's gone through in the stories as well. Number two on the story list, the installation of Mr. McCarthy as the Speaker of the House and what led to that, the deals that were made. It seemed to be actually a fairly good week. I was complaining about the fact that they weren't doing the people's business, but quickly once he got installed, there were a number of things that happened, and one of them, from my perspective anyway, that's good, was the call to eliminate the IRS and go to a consumption tax. Republicans introduced that. It's been introduced a lot, but the mere discussion of it before would turn people off. This time around, it seems to be getting a little traction. I hardly expect it would get through the presidential seal of approval, i.e. his signature, but it's an interesting concept nonetheless and causes us to understand the IRS and how it came into play and what it does. And so, you know, those sorts of things, I think, are good for talk radio. Aren't you, Michael?
Are good for talk radio or good for the country?
Well, isn't it one and the same?
I hadn't realized we're approaching these subjects by what's good for talk radio. All of this stuff is good for talk radio. Look, you know, we're talking about it, but specifically whether the elimination of the IRS is good for talk radio is to miss the point of, is it good for the country? I mean, do we really need the complicated tax structure we have? And the National Association of Certified Public Accountants would certainly have
argument
about that. Taxing is a whole industry.
Yeah,
taxation
it is.
You,
huge. You know. Yep, huge, huge industry. Just to go back to the number one item this week, the Biden document thing and the handling of it, the special counsel. This is like, this is, what do they call it, manna from heaven for these guys that are on the right that are doing talk radio programs. See? Trump wasn't so bad after all, right?
No, yeah, right, right. Well, two wrongs make a right in today's world, in which victory is held higher than truth. You know, that people seek victory as opposed to truth. You know, I just think it's a, on one level, I think it's a sorry state of affairs that both of the leading political figures of the moment have been outed for hoarding secret documents.
Yeah.
On another level, I don't know how important that particular crime is, because I don't think either of them were doing it to sell secrets to the Russians,
well,
or the Chinese.
There's some information. A lot of the right-wing talk hosts this week were talking about this thing, Biden, the Penn Biden Center, and how they got $55 million in support from the Chinese government, which doesn't look good. Hunter Biden,
if in fact that's true, then Joe Biden is definitely on the hot seat. He definitely has a political mess on his hands, but you see, my opinion is it doesn't matter, because I already have completely made up my mind that Joe Biden will not be the Democratic Party's nominee
Me
in 2024.
Too. Yeah,
therefore,
right.
If anything, it gives the Democrats an excuse to get rid of Biden in case he's not playing the game the way they'd like to see it. The Democrats don't want Biden to run in 2024. You know, if you were to take most Democrats aside, they would say, he's a liability, just as more and more Republicans feel that way about Trump.
Yep. All right. Number five, the gas stove controversy. You understand what's going on? I don't ask you that because I don't think you understand. I guess what I'm asking is how it ought to best be played, because it isn't a political, although maybe it can be made into political, because the two states, especially New York State, where there's a quite liberal Democratic governor, the idea that gas stoves could be banned. Hello, is this America in 2023? What the heck is going on here? And are we going to be able to control our lives and we can't have gas stoves anymore?
What is the reason for that? I actually don't know. Why a gas stove?
Well, the governor of New York.
Possible banning.
Yeah, the governor of New York says after 2025, the state law will be, she made an executive ruling or whatever it is, that after 2025 can't be any more gas stoves sold in the state of New York because they pollute. They're pollutants, gas burning off the various gases that come, methane and other gases are bad for the environment, therefore we need to use electricity. Do you realize how stupid on the surface, just plain stupid that sounds, when you think about all of the rallying cry for the climate changers is to get rid of the fossil-based fuels, and yet if you get rid of gas and you run electricity for the foreseeable future, electricity is going to be produced by the same stuff. As a matter of fact, a lot of it's produced by natural gas or oil or coal. So these people, do they really understand? Are they that stupid?
You're pointing out, I mean, I'm not a scientist and I don't know all the details, but in a broad strokes perspective, it takes coal and a lot of these pollutants to create electricity.
Yeah. So you're going to make electricity. So, you can't have a gas stove, you've got to have an electric stove, but the same thing happens. I mean, these people, it's like they don't even think it through for 2 seconds.
It's more about appearance than it is about results.
Uh-huh. Well, you think the people in New York like that idea? Upstate New York, the farmers in upstate New York will throw rocks
at
her.
I don't think the people in New York care about it. I think that now it's an issue that's being discussed. I don't think people are walking around worried about gas stoves.
Uh-uh. Yeah.
That's why we were kidding about it earlier. Oh, we have a new issue now, a gas stove.
Yes.
I mean, what? 2 weeks ago, we didn't worry about it.
You know, no. Right. Something new.
Something we don't worry about.
Well, last week, Trump's legal battles were number one on the story list. This week, the number seven. What does that tell you? Things are churning and moving, and maybe it was pushed out because Biden did the same thing. And maybe that, you know, Biden's not going to go away from the top of the story list, at least why he's president, not going to be number, he's always going to be number one, although I think last week he was four on the list and McCarthy was number one.
Well, that's only because there was that circus in the Congress that was an anomaly. Things like that don't normally happen.
Mm-hmm. Right.
McCarthy took the lead spot. But
So then let's take that thinking and go to number six on the people list, George Santos. How in the world does the news media have any credibility? Investigative reporters, the folks that run the stations in New York, radio stations, television stations. How does this guy get elected? How come nobody knew that he's nothing but a lying SOB?
Right. Right.
And would that have made a difference? Maybe that's the other side of it. Maybe
it would have made a huge difference.
The
people in the 3rd District of New York would not have voted for him. This guy is a psychopath. He really is.
He
should be put in a museum on display.
Yeah.
Even just looking at him and his demeanor and the way he handles himself and carries himself, and oh my gosh.
Yeah.
You know, it really is a case for study.
Yeah.
And hopefully some lessons will be learned.
Now, one of the things that people have been talking about this week on the talk radio programs, we didn't go back to what I said enough. Sorry. I just remembered that we said when we broke at 28 past the hour, we were going to go back to whatever it was
We were talking about Prince Harry.
Yeah, well, go ahead.
I said he's a whiny little twit, and I don't
agree.
Sympathy for somebody whose problem is that they're not being treated fairly within the royal family, and then I said, what do you think? And you said, you asked me that question when we have 5 seconds before the break, so I said, we'll talk about it on the other side. Well, you didn't bring it up. I figured you didn't have anything to say about it.
Well, I didn't bring it up because I thought there were more important things to talk about, but I think there's nothing more important than that. Okay, so then let's talk about it for a moment. Harry, I think, is a reasonably intelligent fellow. I think he understands, reads the tea leaves. I think he's married a woman that has not necessarily enhanced his position in life, but his visibility. You go back to, what was it, his grandfather or great-grandfather that married the woman from New Jersey? The king abdicated, Edward. Yeah,
he abdicated because they gave him a tough time over he wanted to marry the woman he loved.
Yeah, right.
And so he said,
so how is this different than that?
Well, it's very different. He's not Prince Harry is not the king.
Well,
Prince
but Harry, he's still a royal family guy.
He's a schmendrick. He's a spare.
Schmendrick. I love that expression. Thank you for using
problem?
That.
What's his problem? The other guy was king. The other guy was the heir to the throne, and he walked away from it. This guy's walking away from nothing. He's walking away from a life that bothers him because his buttocks isn't being kissed.
He's a schmendrick.
He's a schmendrick. He's another media celebrity schmendrick.
Right. And who else would be in that category, by the way?
Oh, gosh. You want to have a list? You like this? Do you like our top 10? I'll give you a top 100 schmendricks every week.
From now on, I want the story list. I want the people
list. Let's change this show to schmendricks, the top schmendricks, celebrity gossip. I mean, you know.
Perfect.
Do you realize celebrity gossip is more people talk about schmendricks and celebrity gossip than they do about Kevin McCarthy? I mean, you know, you step back and look at the bigger picture.
Schmendrick. I think he's a schmendrick.
Oh, he's a real. Oh, he's a total schmendrick.
Yeah, right. Yep. Yeah. Okay, so we're going to pause now. Then we're going to get to what's going on with Michael. Has an interview. What's going on at Talkers Magazine? Doug Stephan with Michael Harrison. I guarantee neither of us are schmendricks, but that may be as far as it goes. Time now for you to think about the way to naturally lose that weight that you've gained over the last couple of months. Want to lose an inch? Want to lose a pound? You want to make sure that all your body is functioning better. The less weight that you have on your body, the more the bones are going to like it and the superstructure of your body. I've learned a lot about that this week because I had a process on my shoulders and now I can't lift or do things, and it affects the entire body, not just the upper regions. All of the body is so dependent on the body, in essence. That's really what the message is from Calitrin. Go to toploss.com and read some of the beneficial impacts that Calitrin has had on people trying to lose weight, have better digestion, just have a safer body, if you will. There are side benefits to this as well, besides losing weight, because what I just said about getting that weight off your body, having the appropriate body mass index, is so much healthier for everything in your body. You got to keep your body in shape and keep it moving, and it's not going to if you've got extra weight. So go to toploss.com. Make sure you check out all of the facets of the success stories that are there. Order it now, the New Year special. You get 4 free bottles. Ask them about that. 4 months free and free shipping if you use the code Doug, D-O-U-G, when you check out at toploss.com. The story list from Talkers Magazine here. Doug Stephan reviewing the top 10 stories, starting at number 10, the death of Jeff Beck and Lisa Marie Presley, making big time conversation, and it's important because their lives are important. Prince Harry in his book, whether you think he's important or not, he's at number 9. The Russian war with Ukraine is at 8. Trump and his battles with all of the guys who want to see him destroyed, the legal battles, that's going well for the people that want to destroy him. Number 6, the Brazilian riots. The gas stove controversy at number 5, good heavens. The airline problems this week, number 4. Immigration and Mexico and Biden being there, number 3. McCarthy leads the House. And the first big deal is to get rid of the IRS. Let's hear hip, hip, hooray for that. And the Biden situation, all of his movements this week, but mostly the up and the heave-ho on the classified document thing. That was number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show story list.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. In the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which, at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The story list from Talkers Magazine here. Doug Stephan reviewing the top 10 stories, starting at number 10, the death of Jeff Beck and Lisa Marie Presley, making big time conversation, and it's important because their lives are important. Prince Harry in his book, whether you think he's important or not, he's at number 9. The Russian war with Ukraine is at 8. Trump and his battles with all of the guys who want to see him destroyed, the legal battles, that's going well for the people that want to destroy him. Number 6, the Brazilian riots. The gas stove controversy at number 5, good heavens. The airline problems this week, number 4. Immigration and Mexico and Biden being there, number 3. McCarthy leads the House. And the first big deal is to get rid of the IRS. Let's hear hip, hip, hooray for that. And the Biden situation, all of his movements this week, but mostly the up and the heave-ho on the classified document thing. That was number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show story list. As I remind the audience every week, gooddayshow.com and talkers.com has the charts, the stories, the people, so you can refer to that at any moment in time. But there's so many other things that happen at Talkers Magazine. You may notice if you're following that there is a new format, which is great because you can look at things in a different way. One of the things that you write this week is the difference between radio and audio.
Oh,
I thought that was a pretty interesting. You want to spend a few seconds
talking
about
that? I don't know why radio wants to give up the word radio and go to audio. I mean, audio is a utilitarian term. You get lost in an ocean. Whereas
well, it's because some of the big companies that can't make it in radio because the management is so bad, they're depending on podcasts, and that's audio, and they want to make
that would be like the motion picture industry getting rid of the word movies or getting the word film or cinema and calling it video.
Right.
Or the journalism industry getting rid of the word news and calling it data or information.
That's great. Yeah.
It shows a complete lack of understanding of the relationship between form and content, media theory and branding and history. There's so much lacking in terms of the approach to
so you bring up something
phrasing.
One of the things I like is your comparison to the railroad industry and train business.
Oh.
That's another great it's well written. It's very well thought out. So check it out at talkers.com. Doug and Michael here at 49, almost 50 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the review of the hot hits and news talk radio for the week of January 9th. And joining us now is the esteemed supplier of legal info extraordinaire. I always love coming up with a new intro for you every week. Stephen J.J. Wiseman is here. I feel like sounding like Groucho Marx on You Bet Your Life. You know, who's...
I used to love that.
Yeah, I did too. Right. Okay. To the story list we go to the legal issues. So people are comparing Trump to Biden in terms of the classified document fiasco. I've said it very clearly this week on any program that I was on. People listening, I don't care. I think this is all a red herring. Both of them are. At this point, who cares? So you're going to have a different point of view.
This is one I'll disagree with you on. And generally, I think Attorney General Garland was correct naming a special prosecutor. But you start off with Biden. Biden, this has happened before, and with Biden, yes, there were classified documents, but his people found them. His people immediately notified the Archives Bureau, and his people immediately returned them. So the response there is quite different from Trump, who had troves of this that he packed, that he kept in insecure places, and that he refused to return. They had to get court orders to go in there and lied about it. So they're not equal. And quite frankly, the manner in which Trump responds to legal requirements and that he is above the law has always been very, very troubling to me. So this is one area where Biden couldn't have picked a worse time to look stupid. But Trump is looking more like a criminal than stupid.
Well, okay. So let's go to number three, the immigration thing.
Yep.
With the legalities of that and how it's working and who's coming and who's going. And, you know, it's something that's been on the countdown every week for quite a long time now, certainly since Biden came in, but there were plenty of times it was on the countdown list when Trump was president as well. It doesn't look good, the way that El Paso was cleaned up before he got there, you know, addressing the issue. What I got a big kick out of was the optics of him walking along the wall that Trump built. I thought, hello, somebody's not thinking about that. Everybody's going to find that amusing.
You know, this is the one area I think that is so, so important and that absolutely infuriates me with both the Democrats and the Republicans. Immigration, first of all, the idea of the scare tactics that have sometimes been used, that these immigrants are coming in and they're sucking programs and taking money and committing crimes, the statistics don't bear that out. They really don't, even from the Justice Department during Trump showed that despite his murders and rapists, that wasn't the situation. However, we actually need immigration. Our population does not support our economy. We need people coming in, and the people who have been generally trying to come in have been people that are looking for a better life and looking to work. Particularly, you get states like Arizona, where you've got a lot of illegals working. They want to work, and the fact that these two parties can't come up with something that is so necessary for the country just reminds me again of Mark Twain saying the opposite of progress is Congress. Just a pox on all of them that they can't come up with an organized way of making it work. You know, the idea of trying to make it harder to get in doesn't work. They need more money for hearings. They need to have a policy for evaluating people. And the fact that this is just not being done just shows that both parties are just severely lacking.
I was wondering what you thought about this Supreme Court thing this week. There is a discussion going on. The family of Naomi Gonzalez, who was killed in the attack in Paris, the folks at YouTube and Google, all of this video is everywhere, and the family suing using the Communications Decency Act. I know we don't have a lot of time, but what's your read on that?
I think it's going to be an incredibly interesting case. And this is that Section 230, where in the past the websites have not been held responsible. I think we may see the Supreme Court start holding them responsible in certain instances.
I agree. And it ought to be that way, frankly. All right.
Yep.
Always refreshing, always entertaining, always important. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, attorney at law and a professor at Bentley University here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.